Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Other than being difficult to access, the upper atmosphere and ocean depths may seem to have little in common. But as Thomas Rieschler, associate professor of atmospheric science at the University of Utah, reveals, the two regions appear to be profoundly connected.
For decades, scientists have been trying to improve the accuracy of climate predictions. One avenue of research suggests that the stratosphere, which is the layer of the atmosphere between 6 and 30 miles above the Earth's surface, is an important component. Our recent study supports this idea. From direct observations and from computer simulations, we found that wind changes in the stratosphere influence the ocean. By striking a vulnerable Achilles heel in the North Atlantic, these changes alter mile-deep ocean circulation patterns, which in turn affect Earth's climate. Such a link is quite amazing because, compared to the dense ocean, the stratosphere has very little mass, making it hard to believe that the stratosphere could cause changes to the ocean. But our research finds that a chain of complicated natural events is responsible for making exactly this happen. This is how it works. During winter, winds in the stratosphere are usually strong and regular. However, sometimes catastrophic circulation events happen in the stratosphere, abruptly interrupting the normal flow. These events can be even felt at the surface, in particular over a region of the North Atlantic to the south of Greenland. This is the so-called downwelling region, which is a crucial source of deep water that drives the circulation of the ocean. There, small variations in temperature and thus density determine whether water is heavy enough to sink or not. Through its impact on surface winds, the stratosphere creates variations in evaporation and water temperature. Because of the sensitivity of the ocean over this region, the variations are able to accelerate or delay the sinking of water into the abyss. Through this process, the stratosphere acts like a throttle, accelerating or slowing the engine that drives worldwide ocean currents and our planet's climate.
That was Thomas Rieschler of the University of Utah. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.